So let's get to tech stuff. We're going to start off with small business owners, even just punters, subscribing to a tech support service. You may not be getting what you're paying for.
Exactly right. So if you've got one of these tech support services, basically you've never met the person, you talk to them over the phone, you might not be getting what you paid for. I saw somebody during the week, and they've been paying a company, and I'll put that in italics, $500 a year for additional software on $500 a year for support, and then paying another $250 a year for additional software for their antivirus on top of this. So we're up to $750 a year. They were under the assumption that this company would dial into their computer once a month, check it for security issues to make sure they were safe. They had somebody contact me and say, can you go out and have a look, which I did. They weren't doing anything at all. There were lots of security issues on there as well. They had old copies that are antivirus actually had to be removed. We had to change passwords on there as well. So, you know, you can't get this sort of service that somebody on the ground can go along and do. I've really got to say that, so I'm not pumping up my own business. But they couldn't even produce an invoice for me. It was just charged on the credit card. They had this crappy thing. There's no ABN on there, so we did our research on there as well. But they weren't getting what they paid for. So, you know, what this person actually done is cut out the middleman, because these are the people that ring you at night, so there's a problem with your computer. She was just letting them dial in and giving them $750 a year.
Wow.
The antivirus as well, I did a quick search while I was there, $67 I could have got it for her for.
And she paid how much?
$260-odd for it.
Well, these scammers, for want of a better term, but some of them are, so let's call it what it is, they've had a field day over the last couple of years with COVID because, you know, tech guys haven't been able to go to have a look at people's PCs at home and at business in particular, simply because of the rules and regulations. So they've had a good run at it for 2 years, but that's, you know, we're all getting back to normal now. But how do you know that the service you've paid for, you're not actually getting?
You've got to go along and have a look. Are they actually doing something? Are they actually dialing in? If you've got issues with your computer, are they actually fixing them at all? And they just told us, well, there's no issues with your computer at all. So, and she's been paying this for 5 years.
Wow.
You know, as well. So, you know, get a second opinion. Get a local computer guy. There's lots of great ones down in Tassie. Get a local computer guy. Come to your home or your business. Make sure you're secure, because we've never had a worse time, I think, for computer security at the moment. We don't need these overseas call centres dialing in, taking money out of Australia.
Righto, fair enough. Now, the new MacBook Pro, what do you reckon?
Thanks to Apple, I've been able to trial one at the moment. It's the quickest machine I've ever used. Great keyboard on there, wonderful screen. I was showing a mate yesterday 8K video on the screen. 1080p, and he said he could not get over. Colour representation, magnificent. 1080p webcam, makes you look good in video calls. I'm getting 2 days out of the battery as well, and while I'm out, I'm editing video and editing audio as well. Great speakers on there, probably the best speakers I've actually heard on a laptop. You can multitask, you edit video while watching Netflix, still doing your emails. And you know what, Darren, so it should be. The model I'm trialling is $3,749. So for that, you get a 1 terabyte hard drive, 16 gig of RAM, 10 core CPU, 16 core GPU. This is like a Ferrari. It really is. It's that good. Now, for the most important thing, I put a quick post up on Facebook saying I got one. Somebody said, I'm going to buy one for the kids. It's not for the kids, people, at all. It's a professionals-only laptop. It really is. It's for video people, audio people, and your boss will love me. All radio people should have one. I think the organisation should go and buy one for everybody in the organisation. But it is a professionals-only laptop, not for the kids at all. It's a workhorse, a great workhorse.
All right, $3,700. So that's the pro model, obviously. How does that? Yes. What do you get a normal MacBook for nowadays?
Just on the $2,000 mark.
Right. Okay. Now, let's finish with Labor wanting to introduce a minister for scams, a scam buster.
Scam buster minister. So, yeah, to crack down on shonks. So, Labor shadow minister for financial services, Stephen Jones. Good on you, Stephen. Wants to take on the scam busting portfolio. He made a statement. He said, we need a comprehensive strategy to tackle this. He said $33 billion last year was lost through scams and online fraud. Got to say, Stephen, you need to get your numbers right. That's worldwide. It's about 221 million in Australia so far this year. He said we need a champion of this inside government. Can you imagine Stephen's going to run out, he's going to buy his spandex, he's going to have the big F on the front, he's going to have a cape in Parliament as well. You know, good on him for trying. We need a whole of industry thing for this to make sure we can combat scams out there, you know, for things. New South Wales government's starting to do it. I think today they're telling people if you get a call, just hang up on them. We don't need a minister. One minister cannot handle this at all. I did a talk during the week to a group of people, and I asked them, have they seen the ad and or heard the ad on radio as well about that the banks have put on there about just hanging up? Not one person in the room remember the ad. I don't think the advertising's getting through to people.
Mm. You need a catchy jingle. That's what you need.
No, you do. Yeah.
Well, I was just talking to one of our guests, Sarah, this morning from the Cancer Council, and I was playing Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way.
Yep.
And when I hear that now, I automatically associate it with Isuzu cars.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's what you need.
Yep. Maybe we should change the Ghostbuster theme for Stephen.
Scam Buster.
There you go.
Dun, 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 dun. Who are you going to call? Stephen Jones. Nice work. All right. So just up on your website and Facebook, all the info that we've just talked about, plus plenty of other information as well. Richard's website is talktech.com.au. Now, when people, how do they search you on Facebook? Just what do they look for on Facey?
Richard Pascoe.
Just Richard Pascoe. Okay, right.
Yes. All right.
All right. Nice work. We'll talk to you next week. See how Mitch Marsh goes tomorrow night in the T20. And John Farnham as well, batting at number 4. All right. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Darren.
Okay.